I'm Tristan.
And I'm Dalton, and this is The Good, The Bad, The Disney. Your favorite ride at Magic Kingdom, well, of course, before Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. They have attractions for a later discussion. Splash Mountain is a great ride for the whole family with a great soundtrack and a good story. Now onto the history.
Splash Mountain in Disneyland opened July 17, 1989, and in Disney World on October 2, 1992. The animatronics came from the ride America Sings, and you can tell because the birds from the ride are the birds singing where they shouldn't be fishing. And Sam Eagle, or the Eagle, his shape and face was perfect for Brer Fox, and Ollie the Owl's face was perfect for Brer Rabbit, so they just used that in Disneyland. And the original name for their attraction was going to be Zippity River Run. And Michael Eisner was with his son the day the Imagineers came up with the idea. And they decided on it because Michael Eisner's son really liked the idea and really wanted to ride the ride when it was finished. Now we move on to the good.
One of the good things, in my opinion, is just the whole entire ride. I enjoy how it has a good story, has good music, good for the family. It's not just an adrenaline-pumping ride that only certain heights can ride. So I think that's good.
It is also a good way to cool down on a hot day in Florida when you're in Magic Kingdom in the summertime. It's really good.
Yes.
Another thing is the theme. I really like the theme of the attraction with the characters, and I like cartoons, so I like the theme and the characters and the overall storyline, like you said earlier.
I really like cartoons as well, which therefore, in my opinion, enhances the ride even more.
Yes. What else do you have to say?
The cartoons, still on that point of the cartoons, if they were more live action, would the ride be as good? In my opinion, it would not be.
Yeah. I just love this ride. It's very sad that it's changing, but it is what it is. So now we'll move on to the bad, if you don't have anything else to add, Dalton.
I do not think I have anything else.
A bad thing is the theme change. I do not like it. I mean, I have loved Splash Mountain my whole life, and just very sad to hear that it has to change.
Yes. And when I'm looking at the re-theme of it, how are they going to reface the front of it to make it not look like a tree? How are they going to theme and putting that down going down the hill in the front into it? Mm-hmm. It's just the little things you don't understand what they're going to do, because it's like it was made custom for that ride.
It fits well in Disneyland because it's right next to New Orleans Square, which that's going to work well. But Disney World, I don't know how they're going to make that fit in with Frontierland.
Yeah, I'm not really thinking that Princess and the Frog goes very well with Country Bear Jamboree, or, you know, just a minecart on Big Thunder Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't go well themed with anything.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they wanted a ride, but they didn't put much thought into where to put it.
Yeah. I can see how it could go well at Disneyland, but Disney World, not so much.
At Disney World, it just doesn't work.
Yeah. What other bad things do you have to add?
How it's always broken.
It's been that is less, true.
It's been less broken, more like it's been less broken as of now, but for a few years, a while back, it was broken like at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be the front water thing not working right, the boats getting messed up, whatever it is, something was always broken.
We would always keep trying to, I would try to film the ride, and every single time I would go, it would always break down, like, as soon as I was about to get on it. So then one day we did it in the morning, and right after we got off, it broke down. So,
now I haven't really, now I haven't really seen it break down that often now, yeah. But used to break down just about every day.
Another bad thing is at Disneyland, there is no lap bar or seatbelt. And we went on that one time, and I thought I was going to fly out of my cart, or my log. But it was still a fun ride. Another thing is, it's only one person. It's weird because Disney World, it's two people, but then in Space Mountain, it's one person. But then at Disneyland, Space Mountain is two people, and Splash Mountain's one person. That's something I noticed when I was there.
Yes. Now on to what makes it Disney. What really makes Disney is just, it's kind of been there since the beginning, and it's like a classic.
Yes, sir.
And when people go, they're like, oh, we need to ride this. But now they're taking it away. So it's just, they're taking away a part of history. So I think that's a part of what makes it Disney. Just everybody wants to ride it because it's a classic.
Yes. Another thing is how I mentioned the characters. That fits in well with Song of the South. That's what it's based off of. And that was an original Disney classic that even Walt Disney made. So the characters from that movie are in the ride, which there's some controversy with that movie, but
if you're not gonna go to there and you don't like it and you don't like the theming of it,
don't ride it.
Or if you hate it so much that you're gonna get so mad about it, don't even go. Because you're ruining it for so many people who've grown up with that ride and love it.
The petition to change it got 22,000 signatures. The one to keep it, I believe, has over 100,000.
The other day it was up to 88,000.
Yeah. So it's like four times what it was to change it. And I know that's not what changed it. It was ultimately the Disney's decision, but there's so many people who want it to stay the same. So there's no point in changing it. A classic ride that everyone loves.
Yes. Another thing that really makes it Disney is when you're going through right before you go up the hill, on the inside, right before you go up the hill to go down the front, there is a gopher that comes out of the ceiling, and he says FSU because the person who came up with the idea for the ride went to Florida State, which, knowing Disney, they have to add in a little something that's a little Easter egg. So I think that's pretty cool.
I believe there's more Easter eggs. I just can't think of any right now. But, yeah, that's what makes, that's what Disney does. They hide in those little details that other theme parks or people wouldn't even think to include.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. I can't really think of any other Disney that makes it Disney ride. Can you?
Not really. There's so many, it's just, like, hard to pinpoint them.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's another one of those rides that the queue makes it feel like you're not in line for that long amount of time.
Yeah, especially with the theming and how when you're getting up front, I'm pretty sure Br'er Frog is telling a story. Oh, yeah. I thought of something. So, like we mentioned earlier, the animatronics came from America Sings, and I mentioned the birds, and those birds are one day the birds were actually missing. Two of them, I'm pretty sure, were missing. And that was when Star Tours was opening. And if you go on Star Tours, the robots checking the luggage are actually some of those birds. And they just took off all the feathers and stuff and just made it look like a robot. And you can tell because the feet are webbed feet. And I think that's a cool thing, but that's just where they got it from. And America Sings was before Carousel of Progress.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have for Disney, from what makes it Disney. Anything for you?
No.
After this podcast, we hope you can look at this ride in a whole new light, whether it be through history or the different Easter eggs throughout the ride.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast and have a magical day with Disney.